Travis, do you want to give a Halloween report, or trunk or treat?
I want to give a trick or treat, trunk or treat, really, what it was, the report. We, most of you were there, so I'm so bad. So we're calling them trickers because they were kids that come out, and we had 22s.
Nice.
Trickers came out and get candy from us, and we were sitting around for about 30 minutes or so going, when anybody's going to come, and so finally they started coming, and I think they may have kept coming if we stayed, but we had 15 adults that came. We had one adult come with a dog. Don, you will appreciate this. Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yep.
Okay, so he came up here with his dog, beautiful dog.
It's on your
Ace. His name was Kyle. He lives right down in the brick, red brick house, a red house down here off of Bethel Church. And he said, I noticed y'all did your sign. You replaced your sign out by the road there. He said, it looks really good. So the neighborhood... paying attention.
Mm-hmm.
So we also had 10 Bethel treaters. And what a treat that even though Pastor Ralph couldn't come and different ones or whatever, Mark and Jillian were out of town, that you guys showed up. And it was a great, Sandra and Sandra and Stan came, and they're not here today, so, but we appreciate all you doing that. It really, I told Tina, I said, I hope, because we kind of got a late start in the planning and talking about it, and I said, I hope somebody shows up. You guys all showed up, and it was amazing that you did, and it speaks to our church and our commitment to the community. Anyway, God bless it. We still got candy.
And there's some candy in the back. Please take it with you.
If I walk in next week and our shirts, you know, a little further out.